Markets Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Two bills that would limit or restrict transgender athletes' participation in sports are moving through the Republican-controlled state legislature. One focuses on K-12 sports, the other on college athletics at UW schools and technical colleges.
Yesterday, lawmakers convened for a public hearing at the state capitol in Madison. The hearing lasted for more than 6 hours. It included discussion of a third bill regarding medical gender transition for minors.
WPR's state capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk was at the hearing, joins us now for a discussion of these bills and the questions they raise about trans youth in sports. Anya, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So in March of last year, the hearings for these bills, they were long, they were heated. What was the mood in the room like at yesterday afternoon's public hearing?
Yeah, definitely also impassioned, maybe a little bit less long, but still quite long, as you mentioned. And it was impassioned on both sides, but especially, I think, on the part of the community that was there to testify against the bills. So sort of LGBTQ activist groups and individuals, their mood also seemed a little bit more tired. And there was kind of a theme in their testimony that they feel like they keep coming back to these same issues to protest these same bills that they describe as an attack on kids. And by that same token, you know, the folks supporting the bills, they also argue that they are supporting kids. And so there was quite a lot of that energy kind of on both sides.
So let's look at the bills themselves. Two bills focusing on transgender athletes at the high school and college level of sport. What would they do specifically?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, one is for K-12 schools, the other is for public colleges and universities, and essentially both say that you cannot play on a sports team that doesn't match the sex you were assigned at birth, so sort of whatever the doctor wrote on your birth certificate, but they especially specify that people who were born male cannot play on girls and women's sports teams and cannot use girls' or women's locker rooms. The current policy in Wisconsin changed about a year ago overall, so this would be a little bit stricter, and again, has that focus on locker rooms.
Right, because the Wisconsin Interclassic Athletic Association and the NCAA, they've updated their policies to comply with an executive order from the Trump administration barring transgender girl athletes from competing on teams that don't correspond with their sex at birth on their birth certificates. Why do lawmakers seek additional laws at the state level?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, there is that locker room specification. The policy, the WIAA and the NCAA policies that changed about a year ago, you know, those are rules about competition. They say that athletes born male can only compete on a boys or men's team, but anyone of any gender can compete on boys' teams if they qualify, and there can still be mixed gender practice. This one, again, has that locker room distinction, which I think is quite central, but it also talks about participation on sports teams. It doesn't distinguish between competition and practice, so it's a little bit stricter.
Okay, as you are well aware, we're in an election year. Why is transgender participation in sports a legislative priority for Republicans here at the start of 2026?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a priority for a little while. This actually is not the first legislative session that these bills have come through. Governor Tony Evers has already vetoed virtually the same bills last legislative session, and the assembly version of these same bills passed a year ago after those impassioned hearings that you mentioned earlier. But I think that national context of that election year is that this has been a really significant part of President Donald Trump's cultural agenda. He signed executive orders on this issue pretty immediately after he took office. And so I think Wisconsin Republicans, you know, they're taking these up again, even though they know that Governor Evers is going to veto them. It signals that this issue matters to them, and then maybe also that they think it is a good winning issue for them heading into an election year.
Listening to lawmakers here, Republican Representative Scott Allen, a co-author, I mean, he seemed to stress that these bills are about allowing time for kids to develop. Can you talk about what you heard from bill sponsors?
Yeah, so he is a sponsor of the medical transition bill. And so there's an argument there that it's, again, about protecting kids, about allowing kids to develop and sort of become who they are before they make really significant changes to their bodies. And then with these sports bills that's also an argument around protecting kids and specifically around protecting girls and women's sports, that there's all of these benefits that sports offer to young people and that could be sort of taken away from women and girls if there is a change to the playing field. Of course, the people who oppose the bills say they agree that there's all these benefits to the sports. And so they want to maintain those benefits for as many kids as possible, including kids of different gender backgrounds.
We're talking about these bills about transgender participation in sports that are making their way through the state legislature. We have Anya Van Wagtendonk with us, WPR State Capitol reporter, who sat in on yesterday's hearing, public hearing about this legislation. So transgender athletes, they've expressed concerns about what this all means for youth participation in sports, especially those who might not have a, you know, traditional gender presentation. And under these bills, how are coaches supposed to verify the gender of participating athletes?
Yeah, that's not specified in the language of the legislation. And that's one thing that opponents of the bills really pointed to. You know, they said, are you going to do blood draws on students, or, you know, inspect their bodies, inspect private parts of their bodies? How will you choose who to inspect? You know, who will conduct those inspections? Senator Melissa Ratcliffe is a Democrat from Cottage Grove. She has a transgender child, and she testified against the bill, saying, you know, that they don't contain that information because they're not really an attempt at legislation. They're trying to send a message. The bill's authors responded to some of those questions, saying that these are details that can be worked out, or that different schools or different districts could implement different policies.
So many voices at yesterday's hearing, and I want to like hone in on just a couple here. This is testimony from someone who said they are a female athlete and an ambassador from the Christian group Young Women for America, which opposes transgender athletes in women's sports. Let's listen.
The question is whether women deserve fair opportunity to compete in protected spaces. Without sex-separated categories, women would not have scholarships, records, championships, and equal opportunity. I was never placed in a competition with a biological male. That is not a privilege, it is a right.
Is that the theme of the arguments that came up in support of these bills yesterday?
Yeah, I think that's a very good encapsulation of kind of that theme, which is that it's about protecting women's and girls' access to sports and all the kind of benefits that come with sports participation, things from emotional development, social development, all the way up to things like college scholarships or career opportunities. And the other kind of part of that argument is that biological males, you know, have certain inherent physical advantages. And so that, as that speaker just said, not having clearly delineated kind of gendered teams makes competition unfair or even dangerous.
Now, in opposition of these bills, we heard from a number of parents who turned out to testify yesterday. Let's listen to the message of a mother of a transgender daughter who gave testimony at the hearing.
What I really believe is that you're putting in place a policy that allows for adults to take a girl, say that they need to check their genitalia, and then look or feel that genitalia. You are putting in place a policy that will harm all of the girls, not just the transgender ones.
So this parent really sees a ripple effect in this emotional testimony. What did you take away from people who turned out to in opposition here?
Yeah, there was also kind of a range of arguments in that sense. So again, you know, what we just discussed in terms of the lack of details about how something like this could actually be sort of implemented or legislated. I think some fear around, again, what that would mean for students' privacy and things like that. And then the other argument is that actually two other arguments. One is that, you know, this is a quite rare occurrence, actually, that there are transgender athletes playing certainly at the high school or collegiate level. And so a lot of opponents say this is sort of a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, that is aimed at more so demonizing students of different gender backgrounds. And then the argument is that, again, that there's all of these benefits to sports participation. And so singling out certain types of students could have these ripple effects, not just on students of different gender backgrounds, but even on women and girls, just in terms of feeling safe and comfortable on sports teams.
So deeply personal issue to young people. Were there any trans athletes at the hearing who testified, and what did they say?
Some people did talk about, you know, again, participation on sports, not necessarily that they were high school or collegiate level competitive athletes. But again, I think that speaks to this broader issue, which is that the participation of trans athletes at those levels is quite rare. It's hard to study, but the NCAA in 2024 said that it's something like 10 trans athletes out of about 500,000 who play at the college level. So these debates do tend to focus on a handful of very high profile cases. cases, or they enter into much more kind of hypothetical debate.
Looking at the larger political stakes here, I was looking at the Trans Legislation Tracker website yesterday. Last year, more than 1,000 bills that would negatively impact trans people were being considered in nearly every state. Is Wisconsin falling in line with what is being introduced in state houses across the country?
I think certainly at the state house level, there have been a number of these kinds of bills either proposed or passed. As you mentioned, there was also a debate yesterday about gender affirming health care for minors. But the difference here compared to some of those other state houses is that there's a Democratic governor and a GOP controlled legislature. And so Tony Evers, the governor, has said that he will veto anything that he sees as targeting LGBTQ rights. And that includes versions of these bills that have passed before. He's vetoed them before. He has signaled that he'll veto them again.
And so what are the Republican authors of these bills hoping to achieve by pushing these bills back to his desk?
You know, I think it is about messaging. And as you mentioned, messaging in an election year, it sends a message to constituents and to voters. And these sports bills are popular. I think polling shows that a majority of people do support some version of gender restrictions in sports. And so if they're putting it forward, they must be kind of betting that this is a winning issue for them. And we've even seen some Democrats kind of nationally moderate on this issue. And so we're going to see this debate play out, I think, pretty significantly in this election year.
Quickly here, you're in a busy floor period. There are so many public hearings left and right each day. These bills already passed the assembly, hearing yesterday. Where does it go from here?
Yeah, so they already passed the assembly, and so now they'll need to get voted out of committee in the Senate and then passed at the Senate. And then, as I mentioned, Evers is going to veto them. But that broader debate, I think, will continue throughout the next year, and not just in Wisconsin, but nationally.
Anya, thank you so much for your work. Thanks for this update.
Thanks for having me.
Anya Van Wagtendonk is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. We've been talking about what took place yesterday at a more than 6-hour-long public hearing at the state capitol with bills targeting transgender athletes in focus.